But verse 15, here's the answer. The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, the whore sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. All right, now we see it. It said she sat on many waters. In other words, she sat on the people. She dominated. This whore religious system dominated all the peoples of the earth. You got that? So we see here that there's something that this whore has in common with all the mystery religions. She dominates them. Okay? What I believe we will see and are seeing revived is the political, economic, and religious environment that spawned the emperors, the Caesars, the Roman Empire, where one man was worshipped as God. Do you get it? Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The emperors, the Caesars, were worshipped by the empire, one man as God. And it was, the way this happened was, the political climate, the economic climate, and the religious climate was such that they wanted a human to be worshipped. The ultimate of humanism. Man has achieved Godhead, and they worship him. This is what is being revived, even before our eyes today. And yes, I do believe, as many others, that the European common market is that foundation block. I want you to understand that there are only two religions in the world according to the Bible. One is true Christianity. Abel was a part of that. Adam was a part of that. Cain was not. Cain was the first member of the other religion. In other words, you either worship God in spirit and in truth, or you're a whore. A spiritual whore. So I want you to understand tonight, you that are in here, you're either born again through the blood of Jesus Christ and part of the true church, or you're part of the whore. All pyramidal religious organizations, that means someone's at the top whose word you are not allowed to question. That's a pyramid. And then lesser mortals below them, lessers, and then you bum.